The UN Climate Summit has drawn thousands of diplomats, heads of state, and others to address the global climate crisis. On Wednesday, they were joined by more activists who arrived in a flotilla of boats and canoes. They'll be taking part in a people's summit taking place alongside COP30. Waya is a member of the delegation of Wisdom Keepers, and she paddled in a canoe with her daughter.
We're here at COP30 in Brazil, in Belém, and we just paddled Waka with our family, the Huniquin. We're mixing our waters together, and we're breathing together, and singing together, and praying together.
The gathering comes a day after protesters broke through security barricades at the main conference site. The activists talked about the importance of making the voice of the people heard after years of these talks being held in countries where civil society is not free to demonstrate. Jacob Johns is another member of A Wisdom Keepers.
We wanted to do this canoe paddle as a ceremonial offering to our relatives to prove to the spirits of this land that we are coming with a good heart and with good intention. And more importantly, that we must stand together. The governments fail us over and over and over again. And it's the suppressive systems that want to convince us that we are separate from each other.
That sense of solidarity in the climate struggle is not universally shared. Notably absent from this year's climate summit is the United States, which decided not to send a delegation. But there is a delegation of more than 100 governors, mayors, and other state and local leaders from the U.S., including California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Where the hell's the United States of America? We're ceding cheap energy, green energy, infrastructure, supply chain, manufacturing. We're ceding economic power to other countries, notably China.
He calls the administration's decision to sit out the summit, in his words, doubling down on stupid. He says it risks the U.S. being left behind as an economic power. But, he says, California is stepping up.
This is not about electric power. This is about economic power. And we in the state of California are not going to cede that race to China. We're going to compete.
The United States is not alone in skipping the climate summit. The tiny country of San Marino is also absent, as are Myanmar and Afghanistan, both countries torn by strife. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is urging countries to step up, telling them this is a time for action, no greenwashing. He's urged young activists to make their voices heard on the streets, at the ballot box, and in legislatures. That's a message that resonates with activists like Jacob Johns of A Wisdom Keepers.
In our world that's full of emotion and chaos, we must use our original teachings that guide us into a future that is logical and allows us to broadcast truth. And hopefully, with this intention, we're able to shift the hearts and minds of world leaders.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.